And Charles, I understand the retiring chief of Mossad's spy agency gave a somewhat of an exit interview to journalists, saying that Iran's ability to go nuclear is a little bit further off than had previously thought. What are the reasons that he gave for this new assessment?
Well, he said that a combination of actions, both covert and public, apparently, he credited with successfully delaying Iran's nuclear program, saying that he now thought they couldn't get a nuclear warhead until 2015, a pretty significant scaling back of the Israeli assessment.
So, Adam, I assume that would sort of take a little of the pressure off Israel, even President Obama, for giving more of a cushion, a timeline, whereas people thought, you know, this was getting to be a more serious situation.
Right. It provides a bit of more of a window for negotiation, a bit more of a window before it's time to panic, if it's time to panic. And Israel, it's been feared that they would push ahead with a strike if nothing else happened, and maybe that's all set off. But, Charles, there's a history of these time frames being put back and put back, both by the U.S. and by Israel. Sometimes it's just really hard to figure out where the truth lies. Where do you think this is leading for the U.S. assessment?
Where it's leading for the U.S. assessment, it's tough to answer. I mean, this brings the Israeli assessment much more in line with the U.S. assessment, which could, you know, bring the two sides or eliminate a source of friction and tension that has existed between the two sides. But you're absolutely right about the, you know, constantly shifting Israeli timeline. I mean, going back years, you know, it's every few years it seems they push back their estimate a couple of years. And, you know, on one side they say that's a sign that Israel's estimates are unreliable and alarmist. You know, Israel says it's a sign that their methods and techniques of delaying and covertly combating Iran's program are quietly working. The history is long of these sort of constant reassessments and reevaluations. You're right.
Well, Charles, if in fact the reassessment is correct, how much of this owes to the efforts of nations like Israel and the U.S. to try and thwart Iran, and how much is simply Iran's own inability to get the program going constructively?
I think it's really difficult to say or know. I mean, what the amount of covert actions that have been deployed, I think, to sort of thwart the nuclear program are many, and most of them are invisible to us. And it could include things like trying to, you know, slip them bunk centrifuges or equipment, on the international markets to, you know, this computer worm, the Stuxnet. And so it's really hard to know, you know, what's working and what's not working and what's being done even. And when Iran has technical problems, it's hard to know if those technical problems are because of Iran's simple incompetence or whether it's because of some sort of covert, you know, trickery that Israel or the U.S. or who knows who else has sort of deviously deployed.
And Charles, you know, a lot of people are saying that perhaps this outgoing spy chief is sort of, tooting his own horn and saying, look what we've been able to do, as sort of these covert operations has put this timeline back. And in fact, his assessment stands in contrast to other officials in recent months who've said that actually they're a lot closer than perhaps this new reassessment states. So could he just be sort of trying to cement his legacy?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's certainly, you know, that's something that has to be considered. He definitely does. You know, by pushing back this timeline like this, it does sort of suggest that, you know, cast his reign as head of the Mossad in a sort of a positive light, suggests that it's been successful. And that is, I mean, that is an appraisal that is widely agreed upon in Israel. He's seen as a very successful, very popular spy chief. And while, yes, in recent months there have been many other appraisals that have been, you know, much more alarmist than this most recent one, he's not alone. You know, Deputy Prime Minister Moshe Yaalon, who's sort of regarded as a somewhat hardliner on security issues, just 1 week ago also said that he thought Iran was 3 years away from getting a nuclear weapon, which, you know, surprised a lot of people coming from him. So while, yes, you know, Dagan does the Mossad chief Dagan does benefit from. You know, his legacy does benefit from these appraisals. He's certainly not the only one out there that seems to be rescaling or reassessing Israel's reading of the Iranian program.
All right, Charles, thank you so much for bringing us the update on that. We appreciate it. Charles Levinson from Jerusalem.